You're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com or check out some of their great projects they've completed on Facebook. We are normally live from the Elo Fiber Studios and be back tomorrow live from those Elo Fiber Studios, but doing a little work from Hickory, North Carolina today, and of course stayed up late to see what the outcome of the first Owls game this season, just after the Frank Gonzalez show going on yesterday. And we had such great information from the skipper. And what happens? A lighting problem. The Owls play four innings and the game is suspended with the Vibe leading 2-1. And that game is supposed to be reconvened today at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So great crowd on hand, I guess, last night, and some lighting issues that need to be taken care of. But the Owls will continue, and they will play that game this afternoon, and then actually it becomes somewhat of a doubleheader today. But we're going to continue the baseball theme. We talked about, you know, what great high school baseball playoffs there have been, and in the regionals that just was completed last weekend, and now heading to the state tournament starting Friday and Saturday. And with us, a star in Northern Colorado for the Severn Silver Knights, Nolan Hertzke. Nolan, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are now you're out of school, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so didn't have to get you out of class or anything. So, man, what a great week. No school, just baseball, concentrating on the state tournament.
Yep.
And so let's expand a little, Nolan, here on this past weekend, because you had two huge home runs. Two RBI home runs in wins over Discovery Canyon, which you guys won 3-2, and then a 2-0 victory over Thomas Jefferson for that regional title. Let's hear from you about the Discovery Canyon game.
Oh, you know, they had some solid dudes on the mound. I don't care what seed they were. That was a solid team, and to be able to get that two-run home run in that game, that was huge, because as a team, we really couldn't get consecutive hits going. So to be able to get that two-run home run, that was huge for the team.
Well, that two-run home run, obviously part of the difference, big difference in the 3-2 victory. And not only that, but you were on the mound.
Yeah. I was able to go 4 2/3, and
yeah, 4 2/3
pretty good.
Man, threw a very good Discovery Canyon lineup. So, what a day for you, pitching 4 2/3, two RBIs, obviously with the big home run, and then another one of your senior buddies came through with a big RBI too, Joe Tamburo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was big. You know, he started off this year pretty cold. And he's been able to be coming through at the end of the season, which is huge, you know, getting hot at the right time.
Well, it's great to hear that going into state this weekend. But those two games you guys played, and Coach and I had talked about how tough a region that was set up with the four teams involved. But, boy, it really came to fruition, because Discovery Canyon, and as you said, lower seed doesn't matter in 4A baseball. I mean, it seeds just do not really make that big a difference going into regionals. And you guys were able to pull that 3-2 win out. And then you have to turn around and face a tough Thomas Jefferson team.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas Jefferson had it. Their pitcher was good. That dude was chucking it. And, I mean, to be able to win those close games in that regional, that feels good because you hang around for seven innings, you can pull it out. That feels good.
And then your home run in that game was in the first inning, correct?
Yes.
So another two RBIs, which makes the, you know, in the 2-0 victory is really the difference maker offensively. But then Mason Bright, who came in and into game one against Discovery Canyon, got the call, obviously, in the second game. And, man, he went a solid six innings, gave up three hits, one base on balls, and 10 strikeouts. Talk to us first about your home run that first inning. What was the pitch, and tell us about your swing.
I'm pretty sure it was 1-1 count. I saw the slider was just sitting fastball, adjusting off speed, and he threw me a heater up and in, saw it right out of the hand, was able to turn on it, and it was out on a line.
Wow, that has to be a thrill.
I mean,
what's your thoughts, Nolan, in both games when you're rounding the bases and you know you've just gone deep? I mean, it's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, the first game when I was rounding second and third, I was screaming out the dugout. I was all excited. And then in between games, I literally told my teammates, I said, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go yard again next game. And then so when I was rounding third the next game and second, I was literally just holding up my hand saying, I told you so.
Man, that is awesome. That's a little Babe Ruthish there, you know, calling the home run. And that. But, I mean, Yeah. It's not just, you know, Nolan, it's not just hitting the two home runs. It's so meaningful. I mean, the game differences in a tight region where, you know, in regionals, losers go home. There's no mulligans. There's no coming backs. And for you guys to go on with that 3-2 win and 2-0 win over Thomas Jefferson, you guys had the toughest road in 4A baseball into the state tournament.
Yeah, for sure.
And tell us about Mason Bright's performance on the mound against Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, man, it was incredible. I mean, he's just painting corners, off-speed's working. He's blowing it by kids. It was really fun to watch and really easy to be in the field for.
Well, and not much work with being in the field with Mason throwing 10 strikeouts, having 10 Ks, man. Yeah, that's kind of fun. And you also, as a pitcher, you know, then playing in the infield, you got to just kind of like sit back and enjoy watching him work as well, knowing that you may be called on for a big play at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
And was there any, obviously no issues with pitch count or anything like that. So Mason's performance, boy, he had to be on top of his game to limit the amount of pitches, only going 76 pitches in those six innings.
Yeah, that was huge.
What was most effective? Yeah, what was most effective for Mason? I know he's great fastball, but were all of his pitches just, you know, on top of his game last Saturday?
I mean, yeah, all of his pitches were working. He was spotting up the fastball. He would snap the curveball when he had to, and then his changeup was working really well too.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, Nolan, personally, you are hitting at a 476 clip. You've had 24 RBIs and I believe now 5 home runs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's an awesome season. When you guys were freshmen, you know, opening up the school, starting the school, did you have any dreams that this is how your high school career would end in the state baseball championships?
I honestly couldn't have told you that. I thought we were going to make it to state 3 years in a row.
Yeah, it's been a fun run, and you guys are just you know, starting out now. Who do you guys draw this Friday? Who's your first game, Mason?
Or Cheyenne Mountain.
Cheyenne Mountain, yes. Regional winners. They've had a good year. You guys are just as good or better. So have fun. Is there any change of mindset going into state knowing that you can have a loss and still come back?
No, our mindset is 1-0. We need the first win.
Love it.
That is the mindset.
Love it. Well, hey, I want to congratulate you, you know, on a great season, on a great high school career. You know, such a fun multi-sport athlete to watch and keep track of. And, you know, Severance couldn't have asked 4 years ago for a better freshman group coming in and leading your school and personally having a Nolan Hertzke lead them in various athletic events. And congratulations, Nolan, and go get some wins this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That is Nolan Hertzke. What a stud. I mean, he's just a great kid for the Severance Silver Knights, and what a tremendous weekend with a fine pitching performance over Discovery Canyon. And, folks, two RBI home runs that ensured the wins for the Silver Knights as they get ready to take on Cheyenne Mountain this Friday in the state baseball playoffs. I don't have to tell all you farmers and ranchers how important water is. Farming season is right here now, and if you want the most out of your water, get in contact with Quality Well and Pump. They are Colorado's only full-service irrigation company. Visit them online at qualitywellandpump.com. Well, Greeley is hosting the 3A state baseball championships, and after these messages, we're going to bring Wyan Werman on from the fine athletic director from the University Bulldogs after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are so close to entering that state baseball championships. And with us right now, the athletic director at University High, leading the Bulldogs athletic program, and what a great job he does, is Ryan Wehrman. How are you, Ryan?
Good, doing good. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, you guys still are in school right now, and you have so much on your plate. Tell us just what's going on from an athletic director's point of view as we close this school year.
Yeah, we're in our last week of school. We have students until Friday afternoon. They have a half day. So we got students this week, so we're trying to check out, get all of our seniors out of here, make sure they can graduate. Our graduation is also on Friday night. So, we're getting the football stadium nice and cleaned and looking good for graduation on Friday night. And then we're one of the host sites for the 3A baseball state tournament this weekend. So we're getting our baseball field all taken care of and getting it all cleaned up and trying to figure out how we're going to have baseball and school and all this stuff going on at the same time. So it's crazy.
What a great day. But I'll tell you what, your baseball field, immaculate. You guys take such great care of it, number one. And it's really an honor to be able to host the 3A championships, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's kind of came by because of rain and everything a few years ago. You know, they used to always have one side of Butch Butler and the other side was over at Niwot High School there. They got a beautiful field there too, but this whole tiered system and their baseball field, whenever it rains, gets all the water down there. So they needed a second field to play at. And it was Bert Borgman at the time was like, hey, do you mind if we use universities? I was like, sure, we'll get it ready for you. And then just kind of stuck. They said they stayed here. So yeah, it's fun staying your field, the state tournament field. And you know, you always want somewhere special to go for kids, not just a normal high school field. So we try to make it the best environment we can for these guys.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you, for fans going back and forth from Butch to University, it just makes it a lot easy. And teams, you know, traveling and so forth in that one area. But, hey, we're going to talk a lot of baseball, but I just want to congratulate you on a year-long of success in your athletic program. But, I mean, from the fall, softball, football, volleyball, and now, you know, baseball and everything in between. What, Ryan, are some of the highlights that have occurred for University High School this school year?
Well, I think you said it all. We've had a good year. You know, you really can't complain. We've got good coaches. We have good players. Great parents. But yeah, you know, we started the fall out. Our softball team was in state championship. Our football team made the state playoffs. We sent boys to state tennis. Our boys tennis team made the first year of the team tennis competition. So that was really neat to see. You know, our volleyball team was down playing on Saturday at the state volleyball tournament also. And then we get into basketball and wrestling season. And, you know, boys made the state tournament. We've learned we got to figure out how to play 4A basketball a little bit better on the boys' side. So that's been a daily conversation. But
toughest jump, yeah. Isn't it? I mean,
yes, it's
basketball's tough. Every school plays basketball.
Correct,
you know,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's just more schools to compete with, but that's a tough one.
Yeah,
but,
that's
boy,
a tough
I'll tell you
one.
What, Bobby does a great job. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, he does a good job. And then, you know, our girls' basketball, we're in the semifinals, and that was fun for them going down the Coliseum. And I'll just tell you now, I don't know how many people were giving us a shot. Just kind of, we were, again, the former 3A school playing Holy Family, D'Evelyn, and, you know, people gave us a lot of respect once we left there. We stepped up.
Our girls
learned how to play 4A ball in that semifinal, and it was fun to watch and see them grow. I don't know if I've ever seen a team grow so much in just one game. That was fun. And then, you know, wrestling season, we had a state champion with Paxton Daggett. We took eight kids to the state tournament. So, yeah, it's been good. We, our dance team was state champions. Our speech and debate were state runners up. So we've been putting banners up and celebrating all kinds of stuff. And now we're in the spring, and we had three state champions at the state track meet. Boys finished top five. We had some girls do PR. So that was always nice. And, yeah, girls tennis did great. Now we're just finishing up with baseball. Hopefully we get to that second weekend and playing on that second Saturday.
And what a finish it is for your baseball team. I mean, 23-2 going into the state tournament. You guys dominated your region. I mean, with 10-0, 15-0 wins over Jefferson Academy and the Valley Vikings. Casey Miller has brought nothing but success to your program since he was named head coach a few years ago, starting that career with a state championship. But tell us, you know, just what Casey brings to the baseball program.
A lot of, you know, there's just core values in there. A lot of, you know, this is how you play baseball. It doesn't matter what team you have, whether it's a home run hitting team or it's a small ball, whether it's pitch, you know what, there's just those core values of baseball that every team has to have. And that's what I remember asking some kids when he got hired. I was like, how's baseball practice going? They're like, we're doing drills we haven't done since we played Pee Wee. And I was like, but that's good. You need that foundation. And they've kept that foundation. So then, you know, this year's team's a little bit different than last year. Last year we had some heavy hitters, some big dominant names, and this year we have a bunch of just kind of role players. And because they have those fundamental basic skills of baseball, they've been able to adapt and play a different brand of baseball and be successful still.
Well, I'll tell you what, and so successful, playing a very outstanding non-league schedule, and then, of course, the Patriot League. We're always going to talk about the Patriot League and how strong it is. And obviously, number one Eaton, number two University going in. Opposite sides, hoping that we see that matchup again as from a fan point of view anyway. And but these two programs are just so good. I think everybody, even if you're not part of Northern Colorado, would like to see those teams battle it out again, Ryan.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see again. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen this through your coaching career, too. You look back at, back in the day, it truly was a rivalry between towns, between schools, between kids. It's still that way, but when it's all said and done, you know, our kids are out there high-fiving each other from the other school. They're hugging each other. Their parents are taking pictures with each other. There is that fierce, fierce competitiveness, but so much more of a respect, a camaraderie, you know, between players and schools. They appreciate each other's talents, you know. And Eaton's, oh, man, they are loaded with talent. And, you know, the days of hating talent, I don't think it's here anymore. You appreciate talent, and it's okay to tell your competitor, hey, nice job. And it's fierce when it's going on. And in the crowd, yeah. I gotta make sure I stand that line, you know, between what the Eaton fans say and the university fans say. But when it's all said and done, we're all friends and get along. So that's what's really neat about it.
Well, and I think you said it best. It's the respect of talent. And there's talented young men on both these teams. There's numerous kids that are going on to play college baseball. And it's, you know, obviously we take notice, and whether it's the media or fans talking about, you know, a kid going Division One or whatever, but there's so many other fine athletes involved that are going to be playing all levels of all sports, including, you know, Division Two, Division Three, NAIA. There's a lot of JUCO kids, and baseball's huge, you know, with junior colleges. So there's going to be a lot of talent on the field, and it's going to be fun to watch. And KFKA will be out broadcasting. Throw that in, the voice of Northern Colorado, Ryan. But Tanner Schwenton, myself, will be out and getting a lot of baseball on the radio this weekend.
Yeah, no, it should be fun. We've kind of, well, restructured the chat to help us out a little bit since we're having school here on Friday. We said, please don't make Eaton be the first game here at University. We know they're going to travel. They're going to have fans. So they're over at Butch Butler for the first game. Then University's over at Butch Butler for the second game. So your number one and number two seeds are playing back-to-back at the same site. And I just talked to Tanner, and they're going to be there broadcasting. So that'll be good. And be a lot of good baseball on Friday morning over at Butch Butler.
Yes, and we didn't mention that Butch Butler is the other site. And makes it so convenient for fans and schools attending the 3A state baseball championship. Hey, Ryan, explain to our audience kind of what goes on, you know, between regionals and state from an athletic director's point of view, and being a host of that and getting brackets set up, within the that's going into regionals, obviously, but there's a lot of work that goes in from, you know, the state and from CHASA in cooperation with athletic directors. Explain that a little bit for us.
Yeah, I love, Paul. Let's go back to the state part of it. John Hafley and Greg Pearson are kind of our site directors here between Butch Butler and University. So we've been working with them and John Sullivan, the assistant commissioner at CHASA, since probably March, just getting sites ready, getting ready to play. And then you got the grounds crews at both sites who, you know, City of Greeley, we don't get water till about the middle of April. So this rain has been beautiful this year, greening everything up. So you're working on setting up your state tournament, you know, way back in March, getting that all ready. Being a host site for regionals is nice because we can kind of make that our trial run for state. We got to say, you know, we want the field looking good, you know, state competition level looking at our regionals. So, you know, the time and effort with our grounds crew here to get everything put in and taken care of. And it's a lot of work here, even the last 2 weeks. I'm meeting John and Greg as soon as I get done with you to swap baseballs and get stuff ready. So it's about a 2-3 month process and then finding workers. You know, we got to find workers to take care of our umpires, our teams when they arrive, tickets, all that kind of good stuff. So it's a lot of work, but it's fun. It's enjoyable. And you know, you feel honored that you get to put it on.
Absolutely. And tell us how the umpires are assigned because they're evaluated. And, you know, we talk about the shortage, but we have some outstanding baseball umpires, not just in the region, throughout the state. How are those assignments made from the state point of view?
As far as I know, I'll refer this a lot to my experience with basketball more than the umpire stage of it, but you have to, first of all, you got to be postseason eligible. You have to work so many games. And typically it's a combination of varsity and sub-varsity games. You have to work so many. There's meetings throughout the year that you have to attend and be at. Before the season even starts, there's rules meetings that you have to go to and just be updated on any new rules, any new guidelines. So, you can crush yourself off from being postseason eligible way back before the season even starts if you don't meet those requirements. And then as the season goes on, they always allow other umpires, coaches, you get a vote. You get a vote for umpires you've seen and, you know, vote for your top 10, 15, whatever umpires. And then CASA pretty much has their assigners and they get together and have a big old draw and pull umpires that have been either, you know, recommended by their area, been voted on by coaches, other umpires, and then obviously that list of eligible, you know, that met the criteria to be postseason eligible. Their postseason eligible list was a lot smaller than they were expecting. So you had a lot of good officials that couldn't work the state tournament just because they hadn't met requirements. So I'm sure that happens with baseball. And with baseball running, you're running into two. These last 2 weekends, May, June, some people might be off for the summer. So they say, I can't work. But then they try, obviously, getting certain level umpires to play, to be at the state weekend, the final weekend. I know if you worked today, like a state championship game last year, you're then postseason ineligible this year. So just so they, you know, spread the wealth out. And so that gets a different variety of people in. And you might have people from all over the state who have never worked together, working together, or they might say, hey, we have a really good crew out of Colorado Springs. These three guys, we're going to keep them together so they're familiar with each other and put them on a state championship game and things like that. So it's
guys out of the Springs are more likely maybe to even come up north, just depending on, you know, how CHASA assigns, because they have the 5A state championships going on, the 4A state championships. So there's a number of officials being used this weekend.
Yeah, and there's a number going, like, crossing each other on the highways, you know, from north to south, east or west, because they want to get guys that maybe aren't, you haven't seen throughout the year from different areas. And, you know, we would love to see Larry Lawhead, Norm Johnson, somebody else, you know, tomorrow or on Friday, I mean, but yeah, at the same time, you want to see somebody who doesn't necessarily you've seen all year long either.
Right, exactly. And they'll try to, they'll probably, a lot of the guys in the north are going to be down at, you know, City Park or the Gold Crown Field or, you know, wherever, but they will be working and we appreciate them working. That's for sure. Well, yeah. Ryan, I'll tell you what, you have a big job and you do a great job at university. And I know this weekend you have those dual roles. And number one, you want to take care of the Bulldogs, but number two, you're hosting a state event and you want people from everywhere to have such a great experience. So I know you're busy and can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us on Coach Speak today.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And it's always good talking to you, Coach.
All right, Ryan. That is Ryan Wehrman, the great athletic director from the University Bulldogs here in Greeley, Colorado. And what a great job he does. Hey, if you've been injured on the job site, but maybe not serious enough to get surgery, make that pain go away at Proactiv. Visit them online at proactivecolorado.com. We will be back with Scott Bullock, the longtime Rocky Mountain Lobo baseball coach whose team recently qualified for the 5A state tournament. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Did you know more people get married in June than any other month? Well, CRP can't help you with your wedding plans. But what they can do is get that tow hitch on your vehicle to haul the boat or camper around this summer. Visit them at crp4x4.com. Well, when you talk high school baseball in Northern Colorado throughout the years, no other school comes to mind than the Rocky Mountain Lobos. And we are excited to have their head coach, Scott Bullock, join us today on Coach Speak. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Bruce. Thanks for having me on again.
Did Micah greet you with a different greeting by chance?
Yeah,
when he called you.
Of course.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
He told one of the first things he said is "Go Lambkins."
There you go, man.
We got to give it to the Lambkins this year. They got us. They played great that day. So we're excited to be in the mix, but we wish we could have that one back for sure.
I'm sure you do, but and I'm sure Coach Lane. I'm thinking Tad. Tag thinks, man, if we could have just scored two more runs the other day, too, after that tough 4-3 loss.
Yeah, boy, the state this year is, I mean, I think it's wide open, but you look at up and down at the different regionals that everybody had to go to, and everybody's region was tough, and there were so many great baseball games in every region.
Oh, absolutely, Coach. I mean, you just look at the eight finalists and how they got there, and some teams that they're just hurting a little this week. And of course, you're going to take on Valor Christian, who went over and upset Fruita.
Absolutely, and Fruita had a good baseball team this year. You know, I think Fruita. I think sometimes they're not as battle tested over there on the west,
right.
Western slope as a lot of the teams on the front range. But man, they had a good baseball team this year, and the fact that Valor came out of that region says a lot about Valor and how good a baseball team they have and how well they're playing. They're as hot as anybody. I think they've won 8 or 9 in a row and ran through the Jeffco League this year without a loss. So. Valor's playing good baseball right now and beat a tough Loveland team in that region as well.
Well, and shut Loveland out. Yes. Yeah. So that was it, you know, with Valor. I thought Loveland actually may have a chance in that region, Coach, because I thought, well, if they're not going to see Fruita right off the bat, and even if Fruita survives, maybe getting to their number two guy might be a big advantage. But, of course, Valor Christian had a lot to say about that and not only beat Fruita but came back and shut out Loveland. So, but congratulations to you. This is about the Lobos right now. Man, talk about a tough region. I mean, you guys go in and you play Chatfield early and you get a 3-2 walk-off win. Tell us about that first game, Coach.
Well, first of all, we got a great start from Brady Hall, senior right-handed pitcher for us. He did a great job. I gave up a 2-run home run in the first inning to their 4-hole hitter, left a fastball up, and so dug himself a hole down 2-0 right away. And they had their pitcher did a great job, left-handed pitcher, really had a good day and kind of kept us in check. And we weren't as good offensively in that region as I wanted to be, but we did, we did have some timely hits and then kind of gave ourselves a chance in the bottom of the seventh to win it. So, it was exciting. We did what we needed to do. We executed a bunt, and then our 2-hole hitter, Noah Mullen came up with a big single to give us the walk-off victory. So it was exciting to say the least.
I'll tell you what, and you know, I just visually you're picturing it. You guys are celebrating, and you have to quickly bring him back down because next you take on Ponderosa, another outstanding team, and you get another walk-off win in a 2-1 victory. Take us through that.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. Again, you know, we just weren't as good offensively as we needed to be. But in that game, it was interesting. I mean, we hit some balls hard in that game, and just everything was right at them. A lot of at them balls. You know how that goes.
Yep,
Bruce. And but again, Ross Frank was outstanding. I mean, that was a 0-0 game going into the sixth inning, and. Ross was battling for us on the mound and doing what Ross does and gave us a chance. They did get one in the bottom of the sixth off a safety squeeze. And then, again, we executed in the bottom of the seventh. We got a bunt down. We got a leadoff runner on, which is huge. And then Noah Mullen again comes up with the sack fly to right field. So just an unbelievable day. Can't believe it finished with the same kid at the plate in both games. Exciting, like I said, but we're also excited to be in the dance and have a chance this week.
Well, absolutely. And Noah, man, he's going to remember that the rest of his life. And how many times you even have the opportunity to, you know, have a walk-off hit or a walk sack fly like he did in the second game. But to have it happen two consecutive games in such meaningful regional games to get your state to the your team to the state tournament has to be a thrill. Hey, talk to us, though. You know, you said your bats may not have been kind of what they, you know, you wanted them to be, scoring three and two runs, but, you know, hats off to some good pitching as well. But tell us about your pitching staff, Coach, and how good they've been.
First thing I would like to say is about Noah Mullen. Noah Mullen was a kid. He's a senior going to Augustana College and played JV baseball last year for us. Wasn't even on the varsity team. So a kid that has just worked really hard, done all the right things, and just
That's
a fantastic
awesome.
Kid from a fantastic family, and got his opportunity this year to get in the lineup and has been great for us, and nobody more deserving to have that success and have those two games finish that way. Just a kid that stuck with it. But pitching wise, I think that's kind of our strength right now, to be honest, Bruce. You know, we have two really good starters. We call them 1A and 1B. We don't really have an ace, and Ross Frank and Brady Hall both give us a chance every time out. They both throw a lot of strikes. They both do a good job with, you know, at least two pitches and some days three pitches. And then we love our bullpen as well. Cole Honick coming in on the back end has just been great for us. And he came in that Chatfield game for Brady in the sixth and threw two or one and a third, just great innings for us and got us out of the jam. And then our number three pitcher, too, has had a great year, Raleigh March King. Little lefty, soft lefty, three-pitch mix, just tries to keep people off balance. So we think we're built for the state tournament and the double elimination format and the fact that, you know, you got to play three games to get out of this first weekend from a pitching side of it. We feel like we're built for it, and we're confident about the guys that we're going to run out there.
That's exciting. And, you know, experience, obviously, you've had so much success. And, Coach, how many state titles now? I've lost track.
We've won six. We have won six. We've played in two others, so we've been in eight state title games, and we've been lucky enough to win six of them. And, man, what a collaborative effort it has been. You know, Glenn Schwab, my pitching coach, has
absolutely
been with me from day one. And Roy Trippi, who we just lost, you know, in 2017, lost because he took an admin job. But he was with us through the get-go, and now Ian Wells, Cole Anderson, just have had a great staff with me.
And those guys you just mentioned, former players,
yeah,
you know, so it you've created that family atmosphere. Talked to Andy Burns the other day, Coach, and he's talking about Lobo baseball. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. And of course, we continue to follow Marcus Gonzalez, who had a terrific game last night, by the way.
Yep.
He is 4-1 now with the Seattle yep. Mariners, and he brought yep. his team back to the 500 mark with the victory over the Oakland A's last night. And it's just been so much fun watching these guys and the continued success. But it's all a foundation of what you guys have built over at Rocky Mountain, and you are the head man that's done such a great job. And we'll be not only following you, but we'll be pulling for you this weekend as well, Coach.
I really appreciate it, Bruce. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're happy to be in there.
All right. That is Coach Scott Bullock of the Rocky Mountain Lobos as they take on Valor Christian Friday. And there's going to be some great baseball throughout the state. But, hey, it's lunchtime. Get out to A&W. Check out their Wednesday special. And the fine folks at Eaton have those specials daily. A&W in Eaton. We will be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, if you need some parts, get over to Gould Parts in Eaton. There, they deal with the local team, and they will get you any parts you need for whatever job comes your way. Boy, it was great talking to Nolan Hertzke today. This young man is such a fine athlete, and surrounded by with a good team. This group of seniors love watching Mason Bright pitch. If you have a chance to follow them in the state baseball championships, do that as they take on Cheyenne Mountain. Mason Bright, I believe, is a UNC commit. And talk about UNC baseball coach Mike Anderson, you know, heavy on the recruiting trail, and he is going to bring some fine players out of Colorado to play for the Bears. 3A baseball state championships this week at Butch Butler and at University High. Eaton was originally scheduled to play at University, I believe, the early game. There's been some movement in that they will be at Butch Butler as well. And Tanner Schwint and myself will be out at Butch Butler getting set up and broadcasting some high school baseball. Just can't wait. Every, you know, playoff baseball, every pitch is important. You're keeping track of pitches with the starting pitchers and the pitch count, and kids are only allowed so many, obviously, pitches. But this is where pitching depth comes in, and it's going to be just interesting to see how they use that pitching depth. But Eaton University, 3A favorites, should be a fun state tournament. Pitching depth has to go to Eaton, but University is deep in that staff too. Northern Colorado will be back in studio tomorrow at the LO Fiber Studios. Been great. Thanks to our guests today. Have a great day, Northern Colorado.